We're back with another one, episode 339 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on? What's going on, my friend? This is Alex Pardo. I'm your host on the Flip Empire Show. If it's your first time joining us, welcome home. Thank you for tuning in here to the Flip Empire Show. I am excited that you've decided to give this a listen, and I'll do my best to over-deliver here for you, and hopefully you subscribe and become a long-time listener. If you've been a veteran of the show and you've been with me for 3+ years, I thank you more than you will ever know, and really, really appreciate you. So guys, hopping into today's podcast episode, there's a few different things on my mind that I want to share with you that I believe can really, really help you if you just focus on them. The first one, I want to talk to you a bit about leadership. And leadership, you know, I've been told and complimented that I'm a good leader. However, I have recently discovered that I have so much further to go in my journey as a leader. And we all do. You know, I think that's a healthy mindset to have, not just in leadership, but in every aspect of your life, in every facet of your business. You should always be striving for more, striving and working towards becoming the best version of yourself and constantly improving. At least that's my belief. And that's my mindset. And you know, over the course of the last few months, I've realized that there's so much more I'm capable of, and there's so much more I can be doing. And I want you to ask yourself if, number one, if you feel the same way about yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror, you know, take inventory and stock of the potential you have, what you're capable of, and ask yourself if you're playing all out. From a leadership perspective, and the reason I want to share this with you on the episode is it's so important and critical to understand when you're the leader and you are running a business or you're leading a team, it's so important to know all the players on the team. What motivates them, what drives them, what inspires them, what demotivates them. It's important to know what's going on in their life. It's important that you're in tune with these things. You can't be an absentee leader and expect greatness from your team and from your business. And I've realized that there's so much more I'm capable of doing with my team, and I pour into my team. I invest in my team. I care for them. I love them. I'm in constant communication with them, and yet there's so much more I need to be doing. It's not always about making sure, it's not always about the money, okay? And don't get me wrong, money's important, and for a lot of people, that's the main driver, especially salespeople, and that's actually a good thing. You want your salespeople and your acquisitions people, your dispositions people to be motivated by money. If they're not, I kind of question that. So that's a good thing. You know, it could be a virtual assistant. Maybe that virtual assistant is motivated by money. Maybe they're not motivated by money. The point is that it's not always about money. Sometimes it's a gesture. Sometimes it's public recognition. Sometimes it's calling them out of the blue and asking how they're doing in their personal life. Or sometimes it's a handwritten note or a $10, $20 gift card to Starbucks. It's the little things sometimes. That's the takeaway here. It's not always about the money. Yes, the money is important, but oftentimes it's not even necessarily about that. And I think one of the ways that you can find out more about your team is just by asking them questions. You know, a friend of mine, Brett Snodgrass from Simple Wholesaling, who we've had on the show here, we'll include that episode in the show notes. He shared with me one time something he does with his team called the walk and talk, where once a day, or I think at the very minimum once a week, he'll do a walk and talk. So he'll leave the office and he'll go walking and just talking with a team member. And sometimes it's about business, and other times it's just about life. It's just about their personal life. And you build a deeper relationship and connection to your team. They know that you care about them. And they know that they can confide in you. And you look, listen, you might have mixed opinions and you might be thinking to yourself, look, I don't think it's a good idea to get to know my team on a personal level, or I think that opens up a can of worms. And you may be right. I've chosen to go a different route. I know my team, you know, I know what's going on in their lives. And that, does that mean that they share everything with me? Of course not. You know, I'm not naive and I'm realistic to understand that. And that's fine. The point is, I want them to know that I care about them. I'm here for them. I'm always willing to listen to them. And where I'm challenging myself as a leader is that I need to be more in tune with what's important to them, what's going on in their life, and understanding that sometimes it's just the little things. And although I publicly recognize a lot of my team, you know, we do a daily huddle, and one of the segments in the daily huddle are wins, and the other segment is who got caught being awesome, quote unquote. And so we have fostered a culture here within our business that we are constantly uplifting each other and recognizing each other for the valuable and for the quality work that we do. And it's not fluff. When somebody's not caught being awesome, we don't just throw out their name just for the sake of throwing out their name. That would be pointless and would make no sense. But I want to just plant that seed with you and ask you if you're playing all out, if you're, you know, if you're showing up as the best version of yourself, and specifically when it comes to leadership. You know, if you're listening to this, chances are you are a real estate investor, you're an entrepreneur, or you want to be. Many people I know are very successful to listen to the show and have teams and do multiple deals a month, and they're striving to grow and scale their business. Ask yourself, take stock and inventory of how would you rate yourself as a leader if you were being unbiased with yourself. Okay. And how can you take it up a notch? How do you pour more into your people? How do you invest in them? You know, one of our team members, you know, shared with me, and I should have known this earlier on, that he constantly needs to feel like he's learning and growing. And one of the things we did, and I'll probably record an episode about this, you know, we shortly after that, we booked a 2-day workshop to a creative finance, to create a financing workshop. You know, that's an area where he wants to improve and that where I'd like him to improve in. And so I actually traveled with him and I went to him and attended this 2-day workshop on creative deal structuring, creative financing, et cetera. So that's just a small example. You got to listen to your people and you got to pour into them and figure out what's important. And then actions speak louder than words, you know, show it, display it, and make sure that the lines of communication are open so that if you are not showing up as the best version, the best leader you can possibly be, they know the lines of communication are open. They know they can come to you and they can share things that are on their mind, on their heart, and vice versa. You know, so that's the culture we have. I just wanted to share that with you because I'm challenging myself. I ask you to hold me accountable in that regard. Every now and then pop in and just ask me, you know, reach out to me on social or otherwise, shoot me an email. Hey, you know, how are you? How have you taken your leadership to another level? And that's my ask of you is, you know, holding me accountable. Accountability is so important. You know, that's another thing you want to make sure it is infused in your business, that you are raising the standard, not just of yourself, but you expect more of others. And expectation is a tricky thing. You know, I recently shared on one of the previous episodes a conversation I had with a good friend of mine and co-host, co-founder of Holiday Mastermind, Eric Stark. And, you know, his billionaire mentor shared with him, replace your expectation of others with appreciation. And I love it. It resonates with me. It landed home. And at the same time, I'm having a little bit of a challenge not expecting more out of others, particularly our team, because I know what they're capable of. I know, I just know the quality individuals they are. And so it's hard for me not to expect more of them, because I truly believe it's that saying, you know, a rising tide lifts all ships or lifts all boats, whatever it is. And however, I understand what Eric is saying. You know, when you can replace expectation with appreciation, your level of happiness will most likely increase. Your disappointment in people will be decreased. That's a positive thing. But I will definitely not suspend my expectation of myself. And that's something I challenge you with is expect more of yourself, understand and realize that you are capable of so much more. You know, I don't know if anybody has told you this, but you have been given gifts. You've been given a unique ability. Your job is to discover that. Your job is to play in that lane, double, triple, quadruple down on that, and expect more of yourself, because if nobody has told you in a while, listen to my voice, you have the ability to do anything you want to do. Anything you want to do. Okay? Understand that. Internalize that and go do something about it. You know, most people are going to hear that. It might make them feel good. Maybe they feel otherwise. Maybe this isn't landing with them and they think I'm full of crap. For those of you that this resonates with, do something about it. If you know you're capable of so much more, surround yourself with people that are going to force you to operate at a higher level, force you to raise your game. And that's exactly what we do with Ascend. You know, the unique coaching and mastermind experience that we have, Steve Cavan and I have launched. We have an amazing group of high level people that expect more of themselves and are raising the standard for others in the group. There's so much that has already come out of our monthly group accountability mastermind calls. We are getting ready here in about a month and a half to have our first mastermind retreat here in South Florida. And I'm just so excited to pour into the group, the people that we have, the ability to coach these people. I learned so much from them. And it's just amazing what happens when you surround yourself with a group of like-minded people that want more out of life. They expect a lot more out of themselves. And even those that are operating at a really, really high level are not satisfied and they want more out of life. They want to squeeze the juice that life has to offer them, because the fact of the matter is that oftentimes, you know, whenever I've experienced somebody close to me or somebody that I hear of, you know, passing, those are the times when I'm reminded that, you know, life's a gift and tomorrow isn't promised. And all those cliche things that people say, it's 100% true. And how do we get to a place where we don't need a tragedy or something like that to remind us that we have one shot at this? Life's a gift and we got to make the most out of it. So I'm hoping this is connecting with you in some way, shape, or form. And if it has with at least one person, it's worth it. It's worth it. That's why I do this show. And, you know, that's a big reason Steve and I launched Ascend, is to pour into people at a much, much higher level than I'm able to do on this podcast. And so if you have any interest in that, flipempire.com/ascend. It's application only. There's probably a waiting list at this point at the time that this episode is released. And so it may not even be open at this point. But either way, if you have any interest in that, head over to flipempire.com/ascend. And other than that, my friend, go make the most of it. Go grab life by the horns and take it to where you want to go, because again, you're capable of so much more. You've been given gifts. It's your job. It's your duty. You utilize them. All right. Love you. Appreciate you. And I will connect with you on the next episode.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.